On today's Daily Jacks with Jacqueline Jacks, TikTok overtakes YouTube for the average watch time in the US and UK, but YouTube has 50 million premium and music subscribers. This and so much more today on the Jacks. See you soon. So a new report just came out that suggested higher average watch time per user on TikTok versus YouTube. Well, I know it's not apples for apples. I know what you're saying, right? This is apples for oranges. But the app analytics firm App Annie says users are spending more time on TikTok than YouTube. I can say that every time I open the app, it's like jumping down a wormhole and I have to physically remove myself from the screen. The report suggests TikTok is upending the streaming and social landscape. But do people really choose between TikTok and YouTube? I mean, I don't search TikTok the same way I search on YouTube. So although this is kind of similar and they do have those shorts, I just don't feel like it's something that is in need of competition with each other, right? Because I go on YouTube for different things at different times. YouTube reigns supreme in overall time spent, but TikTok dominates the per user time. And that makes a lot of sense. YouTube has an estimated 2 billion monthly users, while TikTok has around 700 million. But let's just think about the 50 million premium and music subscribers that YouTube has, up from 30 million last November. Yes, that's right, 50 million premium and music subscribers. It's really interesting to note because TikTok has been faltering a little bit here and there, and they have a purpose and they are a great app, but will they ever replace YouTube? I don't think so. The time spent metric is also only available on Android phones, so the metric is skewed. I mean, remember on YouTube, you've got people streaming from their YouTube, from their laptops, from their computers, from their smart TVs, from their cell phones, no matter what, if they're iOS or if they are even like digital, you know, I mean, anything that can stream, basically, you can get YouTube on. YouTube is still leading TikTok in overall time spent, including in the UK. And that is really important to remember because when you go on YouTube, you're watching things differently and probably longer content as well. Even though there are a lot of shorts and you do jump down rabbit holes on those too. YouTube's massive audience, though, means it's getting more demographics that are comparatively light internet users. It's just researching everyone who's online, but it's a larger base. While YouTube still dominates TikTok overall average watch time, TikTok dominates the average per user watch time. And again, that's really understandable because when you go on TikTok, it's the wormhole, right? According to a quote recently released, now we know that in the US and UK, TikTok has overhauled YouTube and is reeling in Facebook. That's a huge seal of approval. But TikTok has been ranked as the most downloaded app in social communities and overall in iOS and Android categories. It also competes with YouTube for the top spot on consumer spending since 2020, highlighting how quickly the app has grown. And those are very notable points. Still, I still feel, from my perspective, that I use YouTube more than TikTok, and I think it depends on the age demographic here. TikTok lets users create tips with coins, and which operate similar to bits, but YouTube has launched similar features for its live streaming mechanisms that allows for super chats that debuted in 2017, which is the payment for creators, allowing viewers to pay to pin a comment on a channel while they're live. Channel subscriptions also offer YouTube viewers a way to make sure their favorite content creator are supported. And I think that I find this more on YouTube than on TikTok. So that's another thing that I've noticed. On Snapchat, there's another winner with downloads outside the US increasing 30% year on year. But again, I don't even go on Snapchat anymore. So what demographic is actually there? TikTok lets users tip the creators with those coins, which is a great new addition. But again, it's something relatively new where YouTube had that super chat since 2017. In any case, how do you use TikTok and how do you use YouTube? I personally find myself on YouTube way more hours and for longer periods of time. So this really doesn't translate to me or relate to me. But then again, I'm probably not the average TikTok user. Who are you? And what do you like best? This is Jacqueline Jacks for the Daily Jacks on ABA Live Radio. Please don't forget to share this with a friend and come back again tomorrow for more interesting news in the music and digital space.